The subject matter is so much more important than the photographer. Gordon Parks.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Welcome back. It's been a while, and I have been missing. I'm going through a bit of a journey, an offline journey with the podcast, trying to figure out which direction I would like to continue with the podcast. You know, every now and then I have guests, and the discussions with the guests are always great. I've had some really great people to talk to on here. We had Ant, we had Daniel, Devin, and I actually have a few more people lined up. But sometimes I wonder if the episodes with the guests, if I'm sort of doing it in a manner that is enjoyable for people. Listening back, I enjoy them. And I have these people on because I admire them. I actually look up to them. Having them on to discuss their process, their thinking is enjoyable for me. But I'm not sure if it's enjoyable for you, the listener. I do get good feedback on the episodes, for sure. But those episodes usually are longer as well. And so I don't know if perhaps people are more enjoying shorter episodes, because I do get way more feedback on shorter episodes. But it could also be because they're bite-sized. You know, Clay just ranting off the cuff about something photographically. And of course, if it's not photographically, or if it has a slight bent of some other flavor, it goes to just Clay as many listeners might know. But yeah, I've not podcasted as much as I would like to, because I have been exploring my photography a little bit deeper, trying to learn and trying to understand ways of making photography that makes me feel good about the work and that makes my subjects feel good about the images that I'm creating on Instagram. I have been sharing a little bit more than I have in the past couple of years, where you see other people probably going the other direction. They are sharing less. I am actually sharing more. Now, yesterday I sat down to record an episode and I had a bit of an outline. The outline that I was going to discuss was going to be, what do we do about, you know, to the social networks and their algorithms? And you know what happened? Yes, you're waiting for me to tell you what happened. I actually turned it into a blog post. And that is something that I don't do. I don't do very often. The reason why I don't do them very often is because I feel my writing is not very strong. And perhaps it's because I'm forever translating in my own mind from Dutch to English and back and forth. And the words sometimes come out in a manner that just seems amateurish. You know, there are other podcasters that do writing, and there are other writers that I have have had conversations with. And I'm always asking them, how is it that they do their writing? What is it that they do to exercise that writing muscle? You know, and they're always like, you know, just sit down and write. And yesterday, that's what happened. It was probably like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I decided this is going to be a blog post rather than a podcast episode. And that blog post is I'll put it in the show notes. But if you go to cwdaily.com/blog, it's the post titled, Where To From Here? And I was rather surprised by the amount of feedback and praise I got for that post. I mean, my writing is not this daily's strong suit. Is that the right word? It's the other Daly brother, Dick Daly. He is the writer in our clan. I usually hand over the thing that he's better at. I give it to him, let him do it. You know, like back in the days when we were both drawing and he got better at it. Therefore, I just handed it over and said, here you go, Dick the Drawer. That's a good title, Dick the Drawer. I really, really, really love making this podcast. I just need to figure out how to make it more consistent. Very often it is made only when I actually feel like saying something, which is probably not a bad idea. And yeah, because sometimes some podcasters just make episodes just to say something out there, just to keep putting the work out there. And maybe that's the right idea. Maybe not though. I do think it's the right idea when you're creating photography to just keep going. Like even when you don't feel like it, keep going. And that is something I've been doing a lot lately. Just keep going. I've been practicing portraiture photography. My wife is usually the subject. My son very reluctantly might give me a pose or two. And maybe I should get a mannequin. Because some days when I just want to create, not everyone is ready to create. Because, you know, they're not as obsessed with the process as I am. The process of trying to understand light. Because right now I'm actually dealing with artificial light. I'm learning flash photography. I have soft boxes, getting backdrops. And I'm trying to understand that world. And the work that I am creating, I am enjoying it. I feel alive when creating it. Yeah, it does make me feel good. And that's why I haven't been podcasting as much on Through My Lens with Clay Daly. Yes, that's the title. Full title. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. If you left, really welcome back. And so that has been part of the reason of why I have not been podcasting as much. Now this blog post, man, I tell you, it really, really has gotten me energized and thinking that maybe I should write more. I see a lot of ums today. Why is that? Maybe because I'm a writer. No, I'm kidding. I've also been shooting at the Mass District art walks. There was live music, and I actually really enjoyed creating images of the musicians. And actually, there was actually only one musician that was up there. And it was really, really, really fun capturing her while she was in the act of creating her music. I'll put a link to her music in the show notes. But yeah, her name is Carolina, and she's Carolina Music on Instagram. You can actually go look at my Instagram, CW Daily, to go look at some images that I created of her. But yeah, that was really fun. And that, again, was another just spike in my need to just create. Like now I want to create live music performances, photography. Like it really was fun. Like while you're actually creating, you're having jamming music pumped into your ears. Love it. And the energy from the audience, all of that together turns into like a lovely stew. Lovely stew. So yeah. Those are the reasons why Clay has not been podcasting. I actually have an episode that is actually a continuation of what we have done with Daniel. He started it off for me, the artist on art, Daniel Alvarez. That was on episode. It was March 12th, 2019. That was a really good episode. And we are going to put another episode of that out, and that's going to be Devin Stapleton. He's going to do his own version. He has a photography image picked out that he is going to analyze and delve into on air for us. So that should be another 15 minutes or so of just fun listening to, you know, another one of us creators describing a piece of work that they either admire or maybe find baffling or really hate. And we'll see what Devin thinks of the image he has chosen. But tune in for that one. That one should be coming up soon. So yes, adding blog writing to the list of things that I would like to improve upon. And perhaps stretching myself pretty thin here. I have a bunch of podcasts. I do the photography. And many different genres of photography. Yeah, this cat, duck, dude would not like to be shoved into a box. Yes, I have many wide variety of interests. I do. I really do. And I would like to explore them all. Because life is short. You only live once. You only die once. Or whatever the saying is. You get what I'm saying. So let's shift a little bit to talking about what is actually on the web to enjoy right now. So I haven't recorded since this happened, but Ant Pruitt, who was on episode, I don't number my episodes anymore, I forgot. He was on an episode in February 2019. The link will be in the show notes. Brutally honest with Ant Pruitt. That episode I enjoyed. I actually listened back to that episode not too long ago, and yes, Ant is very, very good at expressing his himself and ideas that I had brought up to him. He expressed very calmly and brutally honestly how I probably came across. But yeah, Ant actually has moved to California and is now with TWiT, the TWiT network. We all know the TWiT network. Every single one of us has started out listening to podcasts on the TWiT network. And I still do listen to podcasts on the TWiT network. And now Ant is having a new podcast called Hands-On Photography. And I can't wait to see what he does with this one. It really is a good title. I don't know who came up with that title, but good title. Very good title. Another online piece of enjoyable media or content is John Chigi, my co-host on Bubble Sword, you know, part of the Bubble Sword empire. Tech Distortion. He actually has an article, a blog post on shooting indoor sports. And it's a sort of a looking back at his process, at his looking back to see how he got to where he is now, and using that and extrapolating forward and figuring out exactly what he needs to do to create work in a manner that is pleasing to him and to the subject and also to the people who enjoy them. So read that article. It's on techdistortion.com. I'll put a link in the show notes, and it is called Shooting Indoor Sports. A very good read, and I think you will enjoy it. Do give it a read. Speaking of giving it a read, you can also go and give my latest blog post a read, the Where To From Here. I'll also put a link to that one in the show notes, and yeah, give it a read. Tweet at me. Actually, no, yeah, comment under the blog post. I have opened comment up for this blog post. So comment under the blog post your thoughts about the article. And if you're on social media, social networks, share it far and wide, just like you do with this episode of this podcast. And all the episodes of this podcast, share it far and wide. And I do thank you for that. So I will do my best to try and I say this probably every few months, but I will try my best to put more consistent episodes out. Not just because I have to, but because I want to, and because I actually always have something to say. I'm always learning something new, and perhaps that would be enjoyable to you, the listener, listening to me express my learning on the show. If you would like, do please share this episode with all of your friends. your family, your enemies, I mean, it's fine. You know, that's, I don't mind your enemies listening to me. And you could actually, if you would like, you could support the show by going to cwdaily.com/support and click the link there, and it'll bring you to a support page where you could donate or pledge. Let's be more hoity-toity here. You could pledge as little as 99 cents per month. Yeah, 99 cents per month. That's like less than a stick of gum, right? I mean, at Whole Foods, a Whole Foods stick of gum. Or you could do $4.99 per month, which is, I mean, definitely less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? I mean, come on. And then there's also a $9.99 per month. And actually, doing a $9.99 per month actually gets me 13% more per dollar. Because the cut that they will take will be exponentially less because of the amount that they're giving me back. So yes, please click the link there if you would like to support. And of course, again, it's not a must if you'd like. So I thank you. I really do appreciate all of you, the listeners. And you will hear me in the next one. If you'd like. You'd like to hear me. So yes, you'll hear me in the next one. Only photographer you should compare yourself to is the one you used to be. Source unknown.